This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, Moondoggies, and by Golden Isles Collision. Now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Moondoggies, I'm Kip Branch. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by our host, Moondoggies Pizza. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender. Yeah. Coach, it feels like it's been 10 years since football season.
It has, but you know, we had a very productive summer this year, at least. I mean, it's been long. It's a long summer, especially not having one last year, but this year it's definitely like we're ready to play. It has been a long time. We finally got the scrimmage game in, and now it's like a whirlwind. We're ready to rock.
You're coming off an 8-4 season, I think, that laid the foundation for 2021. Talk about the off season and the summer program, and we'll get into the scrimmage game here in a minute.
We've had a lot of good buzz throughout the offseason. We've made a lot of strides. We're working really hard. The team is definitely growing. We lost a lot of talent from last year's team, but with that said, we were able to replace it with a lot of talent as well. I really feel we have a team that we're not, I really feel we have a program now that we are building. You know, we're getting better every year, and I'm looking forward to this year being even better than last. We just gotta, hopefully stay healthy and keep working hard. And I'm excited about what this, the potential of this 2021 team has.
Coach, I've heard you say numerous times over the summer, we're in a transition period. We're going from a winning program and we're trying to build a culture of a championship program. Talk about that for a second.
That's correct. You know, in the beginning, when we first started with this program, we wanted to turn this program back into a winning one. And I think we pretty much started accomplishing that the past 2 years, making it to the second round of the playoffs. But, Brunswick hasn't been past the second round since
99.
And we want to change that. And so we're trying to talk about upping our culture. We have a winning culture right now, but we want to turn it into a championship culture. So to do that, you gotta up your standards all the way around, and you got to have, you can't have perfection, but in striving for perfection, you can have excellence. And we're trying to make sure we have a program full of excellence.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we had our first scrimmage game of the season last Friday night against a team in Ware County that many think will be in a state championship game this fall. We played three quarters of varsity action. We tied 14-14. Saw a lot of good things. Saw some things that needed improvement, but you had to be pleased with the effort.
Oh, extremely pleased with our effort. Our effort's gonna be there. It's gonna be there all year long. We just gotta make sure we continue to get better every week. I mean, we went nose to nose. We were really physical. And that was one of the things I was glad to see last week. How, we knew we were playing against a physical team in Ware County. We knew that they have a lot of talented athletes and one special, special quarterback. And I was very excited the way we played against them. Our defense were able to get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And we picked him off, I think, three times, if I'm not mistaken. In three quarters, was it? Or we picked him off all in the first half. I can't remember. But we had a real good showing there. Again, Ware County was very dangerous. And they exploited some things on us defensively as well. We missed a blitz peel out of the backfield, left the receiver wide open and let him walk into the end zone. And then we lost contain on a very dangerous quarterback, and he made us pay for it. And they also had a couple wide receivers that just busted wide open because of some missed calls. They just couldn't capitalize. But same with us. It was the same thing. We had a couple situations where we didn't capitalize, and then we had situations where we made really big plays. We took the first play of the game for us offensively. We threw a screen pass out to Pat Leggett, and he made one little move and hit a corner. They fell over each other, and Pat took it to the house, and that kind of set the tempo. We did very well, and I think our passing game was pretty salty in the beginning. It fell off a little bit towards the end of the second quarter, but hopefully we can improve on that consistency this week, and we got to improve our run game. We know our run game is going to be there. We know it's going to be a bread and butter for us, but you know, it was nice to see that we can pass the ball when we want to as well.
Coach, we threw a 44-yard touchdown pass, and we threw a 64-yard touchdown pass. Big plays in the passing game. I think our quarterback, who's sitting in the room here, not going to mention his name. I don't want to jinx him, but he was like 7 for 7 in the first, you know, quarter and a half for like 130 yards and 2 touchdowns, but played pretty good, I thought.
He did. He came out calm, cool, and made a lot of good reads and good decisions. And you know, we talk all the time. I'm wanting him to improve his consistency. But overall, I think he did a really good job stepping in and playing and not knowing he was going to get the start until probably, what was it, about Wednesday, Tuesday or Wednesday of the week. He didn't go into the weekend, you know, thinking that he was going to be the starter. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday he knew he was going to be the starter, and he grabbed the reins and ran with it.
Saw his youth league coach, Coach Altman, at lunch today. He said he is a developer of quarterbacks. He said he's got a proven track record in this community of doing that. So I just thought I'd throw that in there.
I hear you, Mark. Keep sending your quarterbacks our way.
Coach, wide receivers, you know, Jaden Drayton caught a long touchdown pass. Pat Leggett caught a long touchdown pass, made some things happen in space, and ran away from a fast team in Ware County.
Yeah, we do have some speed out of that receiver. I really like our receiving core. We can make big things happen, which was good, because one thing that we lacked last year was a lot of big plays. There was more driving, sustaining drives, and getting scores that way. But you had one big play guy in Tyrese Jones, and you know, he graduated, and it didn't look like we had a big play guy coming back. And you know, we have two that are proven to do it, and looks like I really believe we have a lot more that can do it as well.
Coach, in the run game last week, Ware County was big up front. We had some trouble pushing them around, but we also was handicapped a little bit on the offensive line with some pandemic issues. So you're great on the offensive line last week. Pass protected really well, but Ware County's a physical team.
You know, our offensive line had their hands full last week. Their defensive line is probably one of the best defensive line we'll see. Matter of fact, Pierce's defensive line is a pretty salty one too. So our offensive line is going to have their hands full this week as well. But you know, overall, I'm probably hardest on my quarterbacks. But with this group, I won't be hard on our offensive line this year, because I really think the offensive line could really be the foundation of this team. And we were okay. I think we can get better, especially in the run game between the tackles. It's something that we hung our hat on last year. We were real good at it, but we didn't do a real good job at it on a Friday night. We did well on the perimeter runs. I think that's going to be solid for us. But we got to be, you know, more of a, be able to do dual either way, run outside and inside just as effective.
Switching to the defense before we go to the first break, Coach, we had a good pass rush on Friday night, and we got after Castellanos, forced him to deliver some balls a little early. DBs made a couple of great plays on interceptions, and he just threw one right to us in the end zone there, but we put a lot of heat on him.
We did. We got after him. We ran around. Devin Smith was a nice surprise. You know, Devin, we knew him. He was, you know, fast. We didn't have him last year because he had a knee injury. You know, as a freshman, he's a sophomore right now, and he's full tilt, and he made Castellano run for his life several times. And one time he put a pretty big lick on him, and then Lionel Tweedy did a pretty good job on the other side. We just lost contain that one time where he was able to break out and score. And then up the middle, Jayshon Thomas, you know, he was dominating up the middle.
Big boy.
So he was able to get a good push where Castellano couldn't step up into the pocket, forced him to the outside, and that's where Tweedy and the Devil were able to make some plays on.
Last question before we go to break, Coach. How pleased were you in the second half when Ware drove down first and goal inside the 5-yard line and they didn't score?
Now, that was probably the highlight of the night. You know, the defense bowed its neck right there, and they couldn't run the football on us, and they tried They tried twice, and then they tried to get Castellano on the edge. We shut that down. Then they tried to do a naked bootleg, and we shut that down. So I was very pleased with that. I believe it was four opportunities they tried, and they couldn't get in. So that's a big time plus on our defense side of the ball.
And on the last play, we hit him pretty hard, and he left off the field, and we didn't see him anymore the rest of the night.
No, that was on the third drive. It was the third quarter's first drive when they came down. And that was pretty much the plan, though, a little bit was, they were going to, we only played Sutton the first half, and then we played Gerald in the third quarter. And they were going to play, they wanted one more series of full varsity. So we kept our majority of our varsity defense out there. We had a couple of guys in the secondary that rotated, and they kept their varsity offense out there for that drive. And then after that, you saw a lot more substitution happening.
More to come on the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Brands. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Golden Owls RX. Coach, let's go through the position groups real quick. We'll start with the defense tonight. Defensive line, we got some young talent and it's good size. And I'm looking at the Brunswick High defensive line, and me and the Gridiron Professor have called Brunswick High football for 15 years, and we've rolled out before with 150-pound defensive linemen. We got some monsters across the front, and that is a welcome change, and Pirate fans are going to be pleased with what they see.
Now, I guess when you start talking about our defensive line, you're going to start talking about, Kayshawn Thomas. He's definitely one of the monsters that you're talking about, but they're not just, really big. They're put together well. That we've done a real good job in the weight room. These guys got pretty good genetics, and they've been lifting hard. They've been working hard. Coach Butts has been doing a really good job with them. But you got Kayshawn Thomas, mostly playing at nose. Sometimes he'll play him at end. River Creole, who didn't play last week, will be back with us this week, and he's only a sophomore. And River's going to be a force to handle at defensive end. And Jordan Jimerson, I can't say enough about him. Now, he's not a monster. You look at Jordan, he's a monster. He just don't look the same.
He's not 170 pounds.
He's strong. He's solid, but he's just short. But he plays well. Batista's back off of a knee injury.
About him.
Yeah, he's back off of a knee injury, and he practiced, and he's fully released now. So I'm kind of curious to see what he'll do on a Friday night. He's going to get in the mix. We got a kid from moved here from Hawaii, military kid named JJ, who's on the defensive line, and he shows a lot of promise. And then we got Michael Moore; he rotates in there as well, and he has a lot of promise. So, I'm excited about what our defensive line has to offer. There's some really good talent there. Keon Thomas is another nose guard that's going to be getting reps. So, we're going to play about 6 to 7 defensive linemen Friday night and try to keep them fresh, try to keep them rolling, and keep pounding away, at Pierce.
Coach, you mentioned the term rotate. Now, those of us that's followed Pirate football for a long time, there hasn't been that term rotate used a lot with position groups. But we noticed last Friday that you put a lot of bodies in on that defensive line. You're running kids in and out, and that has got to be a good sign.
Especially when they outperform. If we're running them in and out because they're limping off the field, or running them out because they're making mistakes, that'd be one thing. But you know, they're performing well. We're trying to keep them fresh and try to keep that rotation going. When you can, have a different line that you got to see every other series, that can wear on an offensive line in a hurry. So hopefully that's what we're going to be able to do. So that's something that we're going to continue to push and keep doing it through the year, and hopefully we get really good at it by the time we get to region.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I know we lost all of our starters at linebacker from last year, but again, you played a lot of kids last year, and some of the guys out there like Tweedy and Muiba and people like that played a lot of football last year. I thought they played well Friday night, your linebackers.
They did. Stephon Stanley is another one. Stephon Stanley, Muiba, and Lionel Tweedy all started some of the games here and there. But a lot of it, Lionel and Stephon and them got their starts because of COVID issues. And same thing with Adam Muiba. They stepped in, and Adam Muiba and Stanley have really taken some leadership roles this year. They're doing a real good job in the middle, and they're pushing and working real hard. And on the outside, we got Devin. We talked about him earlier, about how phenomenal he was in the pass rush versus Ware County. You got him on the outside on one edge, and you got Lionel Tweedy. But we got good depth there as well. We got Cooper that comes in and gives a great rush, and he can do well in pass coverage from that. And you have Drayton Lowry, who is a big body that's physical. He can get the job done as well. So we're pretty solid there. And Drayton Lowry can also come into the inside and help us there when needed.
One thing you mentioned earlier, Coach, was strength and conditioning. I could tell on a lot of our kids, they have really bulked up in the offseason, and I could really tell with that linebacker core. We got some nice-looking linebackers that just look good in their uniform. Talk about the conditioning program. I know it's paying dividends now.
It is. It's paying dividends along with the nutrition program. It's now not just strength and condition, it's strength, conditioning, and nutrition. We got to get these boys calories. And that's one of the big things we started doing with the Feed the Pirate program, to make sure our kids get the calories they need. Because, our kids come in at 7 a.m. and they don't leave till 7 p.m. And just having a school lunch isn't enough calories to sustain them. So we were able to do the Feed the Pirate program that helps put some calories in them. And so our nutrition program is definitely amped up. It's gotten better. And then just what we've done, we've learned our kids. We learned what they respond to well, and our strength and conditioning program has improved. Something we weren't giving them enough when I got there was rest. That's something that's key too. We were going 5 days a week, and we were getting after real hard with maybe one light day. We transitioned. Now we go hard 3 days a week. We have a recovery day that we do, and then we have a light day, and it's really worked out for the betterment. So sometimes less is more. We still get after it with high intensity. That's something different. Our kids are having fun in the weight room. We change it up just enough for them not to get bored. And we get after it. We play music as long as we're getting after and doing it. The kids want to hear the music in there. And so they start policing each other, because when they're not doing right and they're skipping reps, that means the music goes off and we go on the whistle. And they like that music. And and then they push each other. And that's something that we didn't have a few years ago. It was people were looking at ways to get out, and now people are looking at ways to get in. So that's a huge change culturally in our weight room. So it's looking, we always talk about making excuses to do instead of not to do.
Coach, your defensive backfield, just simply put, we have some talent back there. And we have some guys that have played a lot of football. I think we're loaded at the position. I know you don't like to use those terms, but we have some talent back there.
We have some talent now. We got to get more disciplined. We blew coverages in the secondary. Now we're able to make it up with some of our speed. But, to be the type of program that we're trying to get, that talent has to be disciplined. And, they can't get their eyes caught doing different things and think just because they are fast and talented that they can do their own thing and make up for it with athletic ability. So we got to get a little bit more discipline there on the back end. But overall, I like what we have back there. With you got Derek Smith, who hasn't been a 4-year starter, but he has played varsity football for 4 years.
Four years,
and he's out there at corner doing a really good job. You got Keon Leggett, who was a lockdown corner a year ago, a little short, but you know, he can sky, he can jump. You know, we have Ivan Johnson back. You know, he's a strong safety. He can play strong and free. He's doing a good job. Jaden Drayton's back there. He does a pretty good job as a lockdown corner when he's in there. And there's several of them. I know I'm missing something right now. But
Sam's had a great
interception. Tyler Sam's playing safety. He's only a sophomore. He has a bright future ahead of him. And there's several. You got
Navarius Williams.
Navarius isn't playing defensive back.
He's gonna play receiver.
We're gonna play him at receiver. He hasn't did much defensively for us. He's been injured quite a bit.
When we get back from the break, we'll talk about offense and talk about Pierce County. So we'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision and by Moon Doggies. Coach, on the offensive side of the football, let's just start at the quarterback. You got Jeffrey Way, you got Sutton Ellis, two pretty good players.
Yeah, Gerald Quick. Don't forget about him. He's been working real hard. And you got little big JR.
He's big. How tall is he?
He's around 6'4".
He can sling the ball. He's got a lot.
He can. He's a left-hander. I watched him today a little bit against our varsity defense. He's running a scout team for us, and he was making some pretty good throws, and he's been throwing to this guy named Caleb Butler, who's a freshman, and that's a name you're going to hear a lot the next 4 years through Brunswick football. Caleb Butler is going to be a dude. He makes plays on our defense every single day, on our starting defense, and yeah, he's just a freshman. He's going to be special.
Quarterback position, Coach, we lost starters from last year, but, you know, Jeffrey played a lot, and then Sutton got some game experience Friday night.
Yeah, Sutton's, that was his first varsity start, was Friday. He got a little cleanup time in the Alcove game last year.
Touchdown pass against him.
Almost. He got me. He got me cussed out by their head coach. He's doing a really good job. You know, nobody on our film prepares more than Sutton Ellis. He watches a lot of film. He works really hard. He has the when you go into a season and you're looking at starting two different quarterbacks, you're just kind of looking who can get your starter. A lot of teams don't have a really good guy sitting there that they'd be confident in. When we lost Jeffrey, he wasn't able to play. We didn't blink an eye. Sutton came in and did a really good job, and the team has a lot of confidence in him. They know he's prepared. They know he's going to put him in the right situations, and he's gonna make plays. We call him the little general.
The general. The general. That's the word that his Red Death coach said today. That's what he said. He nicknamed him that.
Yeah, and that name stuck. We keep it. It's fitting.
Because wide receivers. You know, Jaden Drayton caught a bomb. Leggett caught a touchdown pass, made people miss. We got some dudes out there.
Yeah, I have a feeling you're going to be saying a lot about Pat Leggett this year. And, you know, he really didn't start coming on as a receiver until the Richmond Hill game. And you remember he made some really good catches in Richmond Hill, and from that point on, he just became a really good target. You know, we used to make fun of him for having forks for hands, and now he's one of our most consistent receivers. So Pat Leggett is one of those guys that's doing a really good job. But we got several of them. You already mentioned Jaden Drayton. He does a real good job when he's in at receiver. We got this little kid named Terry Mitchell, who is lightning in a bottle. It's hard to catch him in a phone booth. He's going to be coming in, making good plays. We talked a little bit about Snooty earlier. You know, originally we had him playing defensive back, but we moved him over to receiver. When he's healthy, we anticipate him doing a lot of special things for us as well. And then you have Jamon Weldon. You know, he's a tall, lanky receiver that can run and has played a little bit of varsity time. You got Kevin Thomas, who's, you know, got a lot of varsity starts last year and played quite a bit. So you have those guys, but the one I'm probably most proud of right now is Trey Elwine. Trey Elwine was our tight end last year, and the kid has dealt with a lot of controversy, and he has emerged this summer, and as he's kept working his way back into the program, and he's emerged up to the point where we actually called him out as a captain.
I saw that last week.
And he does a great job. I mean, on the field and off the field. I mean, off the field, today after practice, it was just him and I up there picking up water bottles and just doing things. And he's working real hard. He's trying his best to be a leader. And I can't say enough about what that young man has been through and the direction he's headed. And I hope he stays on his path, because he's really turned himself around.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, offensive line. You have become an offensive line factory at Brunswick High School. You're turning out big time offensive lineman, coach, and you got one this year. Maybe a couple.
We do. I'm going to pay a lot of tribute to one genetics of Brunswick has. Brunswick has some pretty good genetics of producing for some pretty good kids, but Garrett Grady knows how to produce offensive linemen, and he's done a great job at producing offensive linemen since we've been here, maximizing their abilities, and that's something that's pretty special that he's done. So, you know, hats off to him and what he's done with the program there. But yeah, you look at right now, it's Kenia Charlton. Kenia Charlton is the big man on campus, campus. I think he's the biggest guy on campus when it comes to both height and weight, and he's working real hard. He's got a big old heart to go along with his measurables, and he does a lot of good things. Also, Merriweather, he's a junior, a giant. He's 6'7". Yeah, he's a big kid. He's long. Learning, he gets better all the time. He's solid. You got Quan Gibson, is a nice center that does a really good job, so I'm happy with him, and he's been working really hard. And then you have Eli Smith. When he gets back, you know, he's been out, and Eli is someone else that we moved over from the defensive line that I think is going to do a real good job when he's in there on the offensive line. And Jonathan Wilson, he's someone else that does good. And Terrell Carter, Terrell Jones is the other tackle that's come on. And so I'm proud of those guys. You know, they're doing good. There's Chris Wineski that's coming in and doing it. So we have, you know, I think I just named seven offensive linemen, and all seven of those offensive linemen will be playing on Friday night.
And Coach, again, that's something you haven't had since you've been at Brunswick High, depth.
Usually we have about four offensive linemen. This year, there's seven guys that I feel really comfortable going. So if we're down one or down two, you know, I still got five. So I'm in good shape. So I'm very comfortable. Now, there's some key ones I don't want to miss. Like Kenia, I don't want Kenia going out.
No, we don't need him to miss.
I need to keep him in there. And then, of course, Quan Gibson, you're not just a center, but he can play guard too. He does a really good job there as well.
Coach, the Wolfpack, the running back group, it just seems like year after year we've got good running backs, and these two seniors we've got this year, it feels like they've been at Brunswick High for a decade. And, you know, Ree Simmons and Jacoby Hill, Leon Charlton, we got three senior running backs.
I had Pat Leggett in that mix.
Pat Leggett.
We talked to him about the battle receiver. He's part of that Wolfpack.
So, I mean, we can run the football. We can rotate backs in and out. We have a stable.
We do. It, Reese Simmons has been a definitely a staple for all 3 years. You know, he's been working real hard, doing a good job. Kobe Hill has been, you know, they call themselves Thunder and Lightning. What's funny is Thunder is supposed to be Jacoby and Lightning was supposed to be Ree. And I think it's kind of vice versa now. I think Ree's the one that likes to bring the punishment, and Jacoby's just a little slasher that gets through there. And then of course you got Leon. But those guys, they work hard. They do a good job of not complaining about who's in, not complaining about who's blocking, who gets the ball. They all share reps. They get after it very well. They rotate very well. They play as a team, as a unit. And again, that's why they call the Wolfpack.
Yeah, we got two freshmen, last name Towns, last name Heck, that look like they're gonna carry home the tradition.
Yeah, those two are gonna be pretty special as they get older there. Yeah, Towns has a lot of speed. Heck is very shifty. And they can bring a lot to the table, and we're definitely going to need them after all the Wolfpack graduates.
Coach, your specials, your punter Elvine's back, and McLean Finneran is your field goal kicker this year. Special teams wise, we look in pretty good shape.
We're good. I like our coverage teams. You know, I'm hoping I still say that, you know, later on, like when we get closer to region play. But our coverage teams are looking really good. You know. Our kickoff team's got a lot of speed. We got a lot of good players on there that are getting down there, hustling, working, that should be able to negate some returns. You know, we're not kicking the ball in the end zone yet on a consistent basis. A year ago, we had a kicker, as long as we had a little bit of wind or the wind wasn't going against him, he was putting it in the end zone. And now we're just got a little bit of inconsistency there at the kickoff spot. But he is capable of putting it in the end zone, but he's also capable of squibbing it when he's trying to kick it deep. So, don't quite know where the ball's going to go yet on kickoff, but Elwine's really a really good punter. That's his thing. But he can step in and he's handling the kickoffs while McLean grows up.
McLean's still tiny, but he's tiny. It up, right?
He can. He's very accurate. He does a good job. I don't mind putting him in there to do a pooch kick, stuff like that. But his leg gets stronger and stronger. He works real hard in the weight room. He has unbelievable work ethic. And I believe by next year, he'll be getting the ball in the end zone.
Finally, Coach, the Pierce County Bears come to town. State champions, they're riding high. They laid one on us last year, 31-10. I get reminded of that a lot. I know you do because you coached up there. They're coming to Glenn County Stadium Friday night, and they're a talented, deep, solid football team.
Yeah, they're very stingy on the defense side of the ball. I mean, it's a very good program. They've been in the playoffs now the last 11 years straight. They're coming off a state championship. They've been to the third round multiple times now. They've been to the semifinals once and the state championship once. And the program's just building. They have seven returning starters on their defense, and they got a solid running game. They are breaking in a new quarterback. They're breaking in couple new receivers, but they still have Luke Bennett, who is definitely a force. It's going to be a good matchup. I'm looking forward to the matchup. They got a Baker at safety who does a really good job. He's in now. They're replacing three out of the four safeties. But then when you take people like Luke Bennett and move him over to cornerback, now you know he's pretty special. I really like their linebacking core. Their linebacking core's really salty, and then the D-line is pretty tough as well. They got good ball players, and we have to be ready to play. And I'm looking for a big physical night Friday night.
Program you built.
We had somebody out in the audience say that's the program you built over there, Coach. And you did. I mean, you don't get enough credit for that, and you're doing the same thing at Brunswick High School, and we're glad to have you.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Yeah.
Any last comments, Coach, before we wrap it up?
No, just, you know, Pierce County was a good place when I was there, and they've done a real good job of, you know, keeping the tradition of winning going on. And, you know, now that they're on the other side of the fence and we're over here, we're turning this program into something special. I believe this program has a lot to offer, and we're going to be doing a lot of good things, and it's going to be a great atmosphere Friday night. Now, those of y'all who don't know, Pierce travels. They travel very well. I don't remember a game that when I was the head coach and we went to different away places, that we brought less than 2,000 people. So Brunswick, make sure you show up Friday night to the stadium. It's going to be an electric atmosphere, and it's going to be a fun game, and you're going to see a 2021 class of Pirates that you're going to be very proud of. This team's going to get after it.
Well, that 45-minute ride back to Blackshear is going to be a bad ride for them on Friday night, Coach. That's going to wrap us up for this week. Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Moondoggy's Pizza at 7:30 p.m. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch, and as always, Coach,
go Pirates! Woo!